The Germans occupy the Channel Islands, Jersey and Guernsey, stepping stones towards the invasion of Great Britain. The British get ready for a German invasion, taking measures that might appear trivial. Another urgent measure is to send the children away to the countryside for safety. Always a painful moment. Their elder sisters, their mothers and grandmothers join the war effort. Every woman must defend her home against the fearsome German paratroopers. The men join up as local defense volunteers for the Home Guard, even veterans of the First World War. The willing and able are mobilized while the army rescued at Dunkirk reforms. America supplies rifles, machine guns, and anti-aircraft cannons, and everyone perfects their skills. Churchill delivers a most inspired speech to the British people.
The battle of Britain is about to begin. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty. And so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
One of Churchill's main weapons is the Royal Air Force, along with its remarkable aircraft, the Spitfire, with its Rolls-Royce engine, one of the best fighter planes in the world.